Especially don't spread rumors in my name. This is what's happening. There's a couple in Sand Point, Idaho, who were Christians, who are Christians, as a matter of fact. Christians, that's one strike against them. Patriots, that's a second strike against them. And they homeschool their children, that's the third strike against them. These were the McGuckins. 6 children, ages 8 to 16. The father died not too long ago. Father died not too long ago. The family grief-stricken. The mother had never worked in her life, had always been a housewife, and always homeschooled the children, taken care of the children. Grief-stricken. Had no idea what to do. When the local law enforcement officers found out that the husband had died, they went to try to get Joanne, the mother, away from the children. Why? She's a Christian. She's a patriot, and she homeschools her children. That's why. Understanding what was happening, she holed herself up in her house, still stricken with grief, still not knowing what to do and how she was going to support her family. And none of the people who live in that area came to her aid, not one person. And the family had a lot of dogs. They have 6 children, and all the children had dogs. Some people went to the house to try to get her out of the house, and they were attacked by the dogs, and so the police came and negotiated with her to get the dogs off the street. She negotiated and said she would take the dogs and put them in the basement. Does this sound like an insane person? She took the dogs off the street, put them in the basement where they could not possibly represent a hazard or a danger to anyone. Are you listening to me, ladies and gentlemen? Tried her very best to take care of her children. The city shut off the electricity and the water. The city shut off the electricity and the water. Now understand that all of these people knew that her husband had died. No empathy, no sympathy, no neighborly love, no consideration, no grace period, no nothing. Since they knew that she didn't have a job, her husband was dead, they just shut everything off. The police came and tried to coax her out of the house. Why? Well, they wanted to arrest her and commit her to a mental institution. Why? Because they claim, ladies and gentlemen, that she did felony injury to a child, but yet I spent all day on the telephone today and could not find anyone who could tell me the name of any child that she ever did any felony injury to. Not any of her children, not anybody else's children, no children whatsoever. It's a lie. It's a bogus charge created by local authorities to take her away from her children, commit her to a mental institution, take her children, commit them to psychiatric brainwashing and to the never-ending sexual abuse of foster homes simply because they are the children of Christian patriots who homeschooled them. people have done nothing wrong. And Joanne McGuckin had never, ever committed any felony injury to any child ever in her life. And when it comes down to it, what they're going to say is because her husband died and the city shut off all the water and power and she wasn't able to go to work and she has six children, that she was abusing those children by keeping them in that house with her and not allowing the state to take them away from her. That is the felony injury to a child. It's a law. The Nazi jackbooted Gestapo stinking toothpaste lying traitorous thugs are at it again. And it cannot be allowed. I know that there are several very good militia units in the state of Idaho. And I am telling you right now, you must go to the aid of these children. You must go there. You must force the city to turn the water and the power back on. You must bring food and clothing for these children. And you must find out where they are holding the children's mother. And you must release her, even if you have to do it with the force of arms. If you fail to do this, if you don't do it, then you might as well disband yourselves and turn the state of Idaho over to the New World Order, because that is exactly what you will be doing by your inability to enforce the law. You know what the law is? Here's what the law is. If a husband dies and the wife and children can't support themselves and don't know what to do, and the wife is grief-stricken, you don't shut off their water and their power. You show mercy. You bring them food. You try to figure out a way to educate and train the wife so that she can take care of the family if she's never worked before in her life. You do not take the children away from the mother. You don't trump up these bogus bullshit charges in order to deprive future generations of leadership against the New World Order and on the behalf of freedom by specifically targeting Christian patriots who homeschool their children. You bring charity from the community and you help the family. And these people call themselves law enforcement officers. They're either the biggest fools that ever lived or the most malicious Nazi jackbooted scum sucking cute faced lying Nazi dogs. And that's the truth. And if the militia in the state of Idaho will not come to the aid of these children, then militias from other states are going to have to do it. Because here's what's happened. They couldn't get the mother to come out of the house because she knew that she was targeted. She knew that. So they sent someone in plain clothes pretending to be a charitable member of the community. That person told the mother that if she came out and made a phone call, that they would give her money so that she could purchase food and necessities for her children. So she trusted that person and she came out. They went down the block toward a payphone where she was arrested and taken to a mental institution. Why? Because she was despondent over the death of her husband. She never worked in her life. She didn't know what she was going to do. She didn't know how to do it. And she knew the state had targeted them because they were patriots, Christians, and homeschooled their children.
this is not the nation
that I was taught,
that I grew up in.
So they took her away. A few hours later,
they went for the children.
Apparently the homeschooling had been effective and very good, because when the officers got to the door, the 15-year-old came to the door, asked them what they wanted, and as they were trying to explain that they were going to take the children away for their own good. Remember Waco? Remember Janet Reno? Remember Bill Clinton saying, "We did it for the children"? Yeah! Bullshit! Lies! You did it for the New World Order, you lying, puke-faced bastards. Well, the 15-year-old had been schooled properly by his parents. He ran back up to the stairs to the door. He yelled, "Get the guns and let the dogs loose!" They let all the dogs loose out of the basement, out of the house. They got the guns, and they prepared to defend their home and their family as they were taught to do by their parents. Thank God, and God bless those children. 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 God bless them. God bless them. I could say that all night. God bless those children. Do you believe that if the mother had committed felony abuse against those children, they would have run to get their weapons and protect their home and their family as they did? Not on your life. These are children who were loved, who were taught properly, who understood exactly what was happening, and who had been prepared by their family. And they are now in total control, militarily, of their home and their property, and the sheriff doesn't dare go near because he'll be shot. And that's exactly as it should be. Those children are sending out a message across this land to all of you puke-faced little cowards who pretend to be patriots and haven't got the guts or the balls to ever stand up and be counted. But for those of you who do, and who will, and who have been, your presence is needed at their home with those children. Take food, take necessities, and be willing to stay a long, long time. Because the Nazi jackbooted thugs aren't going to give up easily. And if they start killing people over this, then that will give us our excuse to do whatever is needed, whenever is needed, to restore a constitutional Republican government in this nation, to take back our country. I hate to tell you some story like this. It sounds to me, you know, like when I was a little boy and I used to hear these stories coming from Cuba and the Soviet Union and communist China, because it's the same story. It's the same story. But now it's happening in this country. And this isn't going to get by. This isn't going to get by. Waco got by. Ruby Ridge got by. This is not going to get by. This isn't going to get by. At least, not with me. If they don't let that mother loose and let her back with her family and leave that family and those children alone, I will personally take up arms. I will go into these mountains. I will recruit an army, and I will begin the battle to restore a constitutional Republican government. The rest of you can get screwed up your butts. To hell with you. And if I have to do it by myself, I'll do it by myself until I'm dead.
You understand what I'm saying? There has to be something that you can stand for besides a ticket to the Bijou Theater on Saturday night to see your favorite rock star defecate on stage. You understand what I'm saying? You cannot allow these children to stand. These are children who have a better concept of liberty than most adults in this entire nation ever were, who are standing for their liberty and for their property and for their family and refuse to be taken away from their home by the sheriff. These are children who know more about freedom than most of you ever will, even though you've listened to this broadcast for years. You still haven't got the slightest clue. You know how I know that? Because you're not willing to risk a toenail, much less your life. And if you're not willing to risk your life for what you believe in, then you don't believe in it. You can't have it. It's not yours. You will never realize it. You cannot be free ever. Because all I got to do to take all of it away from you is point a gun at you and say, you're going to do what I tell you to do, you're going to do it the way I tell you, or you're going to go to prison. Or I might pull this trigger. Or I might tie you to that tree and just leave you there. That's what's wrong with all these liberal, stupid fools, scrubball, euphology, crapple, I'm a god, you know, jerk-offs. The planet is our mother. Where do you come from? Where do you come from? Because I don't understand it at all.
Couch.
Get it to those children. Take them food. Necessities. Take plenty of supplies and all of your field tactical training put to use. Protect them. Find their mothers. Turn them to the children. And do it now. Nobody else responds to this within the next 24 hours. I will go myself alone by myself. And I will attempt to do it if I have to die in the process.
To a man.
I promise that. I swear that.
The cradle.
I swore there's not going to be another Waco. I don't care how small or how large, there will not be another Waco. And this is exactly another Waco. For the same reasons.
It's the other.
They're politically incorrect. And I will not stand for it. Get off your ass. Do something for once in your life. Be counted. Damn, don't you think it's time you got counted? Huh? For something? These isn't adults. These are children defending their constitution and their rights. Children!
We'll be going down soon.
You can't let Idaho get away with it. They already did, Randy Weaver. Randy let the feds murder Vicky Weaver and her son. They already let that happen in Idaho. But what if this happened?
Don't let it happen, folks. If I have to go, I will.
I will go.
I told you that.
I will.
I've never lied to you.
They have an excuse to kill me, there are federal warrants for my arrest.
Then they'll do it.
The rest of you haven't got any balls. I will go myself, and I will die to try to save what little bit those children are protecting of what's left of this nation. Not you that's doing it.
It's those children. They're doing it.
They're standing in the breach right now, and you haven't got the balls to get off your ass. Should be militia from all of this time congregating on Sandpoint, Idaho to protect those children. Those children have more guts than most adults in this whole country ever even dreamed of having. Phones are open. Let's hear what you want to say about this.
5-2-0-3-3-3-4-5-7-8.
I'm pissed.
I am angry.
You better get mad. You better get angry. You better be prepared to lose control.
But this is exactly what it's all about.
Children taking up arms to protect themselves, their family, and their property against the Gestapo. 5-2-0-3-3-3-4-5-7-8 is the number.
Have you got the guts to call? Tell me what you think.
Are you going to go help those children? Phone's not ringing, which tells me the gutless American public are speaking. How come I knew it?
Hello?
Freedom calling. Freedom calling. Freedom calling, 520-333-4578.
What do you think about this?
Do you got the guts to go up there and help those children?
I do.
And if you won't, I will. If you live in the state of Idaho, you should already be there helping them. And it shouldn't take anything from me to get you to go. Should just take your knowledge.
Good evening, you're in the air.
Hello? I'm sorry, I just tuned in. I was wondering if you could tell or give me more information on what has happened.
Well, I just did it in 30 minutes, and if you miss that, I'm not going to have the last 30 minutes to educate you. 520-333-4578 is the number. The whole listening audience is like dead. No calls, no balls, no freedom, no love for this country, no empathy, no caring for those people. It's like Waco all over again. Yeah, they're a bunch of religious fanatics. They deserve exactly what they got. Right?
Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Cooper. This is Virginia. Can I ask you, what are the ages of the children, do you know?
I believe it's between about 8 and 16.
8 and 16.
Yep. They're well-educated. They've been well-homeschooled. They've been educated on the rifle range. They know how to use weapons. They have weapons. And they are standing off the sheriff's department right now. And they absolutely refuse to let social services take them away from their home or to give up their home, and they want their mother back.
I don't blame them. Okay. Have they been, they're surrounded? Is this what the situation is?
No. The sheriff's department is back way away because they're, let me see. Here's their quote. Quote, I'm not going to get into a Randy Weaver thing. End quote.
That's the sheriff.
What the sheriff said.
Oh, great.
But that's bullshit, because sooner or later they have to. Or else they have to bring the mother back and forget the whole thing.
How long has the mother been gone?
About a day.
A day. This is despicable.
It's worse than that.
Yeah.
It's Soviet Union communist bullshit, Nazi Gestapo Jack murdered thug tyranny stuff is what it is. The father died. Instead of these people having compassion, they went after him. You know why they went after him? Because in most law enforcement communities in this country, Christians, patriots, and homeschoolers are automatically targeted if that law enforcement organization is based upon liberal ideology and they're in a state which has passed laws telling our laws or has given down orders telling them to target these people.
I cannot imagine this stuff, but knowing what... Can I ask you another question about Bobo? How close to there is this?
Well, it's real close to his almost said, but Bobo don't live there.
No, I know.
The people who bought the property from him and then found out that he had cheated them and that they never got deeds for their property and could never get deeds for their property and could never actually own it, they threw him out and shot his home full of bullet holes.
Yeah, I remember you telling us that night.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
Bobo Gritz, Lieutenant Colonel James Bo Gritz, has been an FBI informant his whole life since the age of 18, and I have him on videotape admitting that.
Yeah. I don't miss your program very often, but this is something that needs...
Well, this is despicable. And you know what else is despicable? When I opened the phones, it didn't ring.
Yeah,
the first one who actually called was you?
I kind of turned the radio off before I could call, so... I don't know. I think maybe there's somebody who's trying to start something.
Oh, I know. I've always known. Nobody's trying to start anything. This is the way it goes. And if there is no resistance, then it will escalate.
Yeah, and you know what else? I'm going to see what... Well,
and it don't matter who's in the White House or who's in control of the Senate or the House of Representatives.
Yeah,
this is New World Order stuff, and they're all taking us in that
direction. I am going to see here, like the rest of us, who has got the cojones to go and who doesn't.
It's cool.
There's a lot of big talk out here.
It's called balls, my dear. Don't mince words on my program. You know.
All right, Mr. Cooper, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Back to 0333-4578. That's amazing. Not only do they not have the balls to go to help those children, they don't even have the balls to call and tell me that they don't have the balls to go help those children. It's amazing. Which means in about 24 hours, if nobody has shown up there from the state of Idaho to do it, I'm going to be on my way. I will be on my way if nobody from the state of Idaho goes to help those children. Good evening, you're on the air. Hello. Goodbye. Here we go. Now we're getting some opposition from people who don't want that to happen. They got more balls than all of you have. You got no balls at all. No support, no nothing, no comments, no anything, no phone calls. The opposition calls to try to cut you out. Good evening, you're on the air.
You know who I am? I live in your town, buddy. You can tell me when you're ready and I'll be behind you.
All right.
I'm Tim.
Well, I know who you are.
And we've had our differences.
If they got no help in 24 hours, I'll call you. And
buddy,
we'll be on our way.
I am locked, caught, and ready to go.
Good for you.
Good night.
Thanks for calling. Now, there's somebody with balls. How about the rest of you? How about the rest of you no-ball Americans?
Good evening. You're on the air. Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going? Man, is it... Have we lost it all? Is there not anybody out there that's going to
do anything
like it. About here?
Doesn't sound like it.
I mean,
what are you going to do?
I can barely hear you.
What are you going to do? You can help answer that question by telling me, what are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I live in North Carolina.
What are you going
to
do?
I really don't have the cash to cruise out there, but...
No cash?
Man, it's an outrage. It's crazy.
You don't need any cash.
It's crazy.
You need some wheels and you need some guns is what you need.
Well, I got guns.
Well, you got some wheels?
I got the wheels.
You got enough for gas?
No, I don't have enough gas to get out.
Is there something you can sell to get some gas? What's your freedom worth?
Yeah, freedom's worth everything.
Because if you let their freedom go down the tubes, your freedom is gone also.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's true.
So, find something to sell.
It's an outrage. I can't believe that, you know, you hadn't had... You hadn't had more callers than what you got. I know there's more people out there listening.
Well,
I know there's a hell of a lot more people, a lot closer than I am.
But they're cowards. They're cowards. You don't understand that. Most people in this country are cowards.
Well, that's a fact.
They wouldn't bend over to help their own family if they thought that they'd get hurt. And that's the truth.
Yep. That's a fact. That's a fact. Well, I'm armed and ready. And I'm sure I got some things that I can sell that. I'll sell my phone number to get out there.
Good.
So, there you go. That's from the South.
Good for you.
So, have a good evening.
You too. 520-333-4578 is the number. Come on. Let's hear from all you brave Americans. Come on. Am I going to have to show you all up in 24 hours? Am I going to have to saddle up and go up there and die for freedom right in front of all of you to show you up for what you are? Am I going to have to do that? Because I will. I will damn sure do it. I will do it. And I'll blow away anybody who tries to stop me from going to the aid of those children. You better understand that. You gutless, gutless, sorry American people. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. I'm calling from Florida.
Yeah.
And you tell us where it is, and I'm ready to go right now.
Sandpoint, Idaho. Go. Right now.
I am packing and going.
Good for you. Thank you, sir. There are some of us left in this country. Pack up and go there now. Don't let these children be the last support of freedom in this country. What's the matter with you? What kind of legacy are you going to leave for the future if the last battle for freedom was fought by children between the ages of 8 and 16 in Sandpoint, Idaho, because the rest of you didn't have the balls and didn't give a shit about freedom or anything else for that matter? What do you care about? I know exactly what it is. You don't want somebody to take your car or your house. That's what you care about. You don't love anybody or anything. You don't stand for any principles. You have no ideals, no nothing. It means nothing to you. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. If you understand what I'm talking about, if you believe in freedom, saddle up right now. Get your ass to Sandpoint, Idaho, and protect those children. And if nobody else shows up there within 24 hours, I will be on my way. I will go myself. If I have to give my life in the process, I will do it. There has to be a line drawn in the sand. I drew it a long time ago. And I told you I was not ever going to allow anything like this ever to happen again. Well, it's happening. It's not going to be allowed. If you're listening and you belong to the Sandpoint Sheriff's Office or the Sandpoint Police Department, any of us, you let that woman go back to her children. You get your head screwed on straight. You leave that family alone. Leave them alone. Get away from them. Find some criminals to arrest. Real criminals. People who are hurting somebody. Not a mother because she's grief-stricken because her husband died and she doesn't know what to do. And you're all after her, so she has to hole up with her children. Who the hell do you think you are? Huh? Adolf Hitler or something? Is that what you want to be known for? Because that's what you're acting like. Good evening, you're on the air.
Bill.
Yes.
Sandpoint, Iowa, for everybody, is on Highway 2.
Sandpoint, Idaho.
Yep.
Idaho.
Idaho, it's on Highway 2, right off north of 90.
Where are you at?
I'm in Wisconsin.
Are you going?
My car's broken down. It's a
get lost with these phony damn excuses.
Borrow a car.
Buy a car. Sell something you got. Get a car. Rent a car.
Don't give me that crap.
You liar.
You're a coward.
You want to tell us on Highway 2 for everybody else to go, but not you.
Not you. Freedom's not good enough for you. It's not good enough for you to go help these children.
Well, you think you can get away with that on this broadcast? When I'm prepared to go up there and die?
For what I believe in?
Are you stupid or something? Good evening. You're in the air.
Bill.
Yeah.
Can I spare any of our Canadian friends might slip across the border and help up there? It's pretty close.
I have no idea. What about you? Where are you at?
I'm in Omaha.
You going?
I want to go.
Go. What do you mean you want to go? You either have to go or forget it. If you're going to forget it, reach down, put the chains across your ankles, and stop pretending like there's ever going to be any reversal of the tyranny that's happening in this country, and just be a good little slave. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, Curtis is ready.
Then go. Right now.
Go.
Go. Time to go. This is it. This is time to go. There's no more bullshit involved. There's not going to be another Waco. We're not going to let these children get killed defending their property. We're not going to let them starve. We're not going to let them have to come out as skeletons at some point down the line because they had to give up because they didn't have any food to eat. We're not going to allow that to happen. You understand?
10-4.
Good for you. Go. 520-333-4567. Go! Just go! Right now! I can't believe this. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering if, if this is such a big story, why have none of the news media reported on it?
Why don't you ask your news media? They never report on the really important things ever, do they?
Well, probably a bunch of crazy Christians shacked up in Idaho.
A bunch of crazy Christians? What are you?
Huh?
Are you a crazy, agnostic?
No, I believe
atheist?
In Marx.
What?
I believe in Marx.
You believe in Marx?
Yes, he is.
So you're a socialist. So you're a crazy socialist. Where are you holed up?
I'm holed up in New Hampshire.
So you don't believe in freedom?
No, I believe in freedom.
You don't believe in freedom. You don't believe in freedom if there's a bunch of crazy Christians holed up because you don't believe that Christians have any freedom. Do you? Comrade Marx.
Whatever. The tyranny of your freedom.
Screw up, Comrade Marx. You see what I mean, folks? You don't believe in freedom. You see? To him, they're a bunch of crazy Christians. But they're not. They're a bunch of grief-stricken children. And a woman who was grief-stricken at the loss of her husband when he died, she didn't know what to do. And because she's a Christian, and she never hurt anybody because she was a Christian, she never went out and did anything to anybody because she was a Christian. Because she was a patriot, believed in the Constitution for the United States of America. And that's the real reason why this Marxist, puke-faced, lying little traitor is against her. It's because she does stand for freedom and he doesn't. If Marxists come to power, that little puke-faced bastard would kill every Christian on the face of this earth and anybody else who believed in any God whatsoever. Orthodox Jews, you name it. He would kill them all. That's what it's all about. Don't you understand what's going on? Are you so damn stupid you still haven't got the message and you're going to let these children represent your freedom without your participation? Are you? You hear what he said? A bunch of Christians hold up. They're children, and I doubt very seriously if they have really thought much about whether they're Christian or anything else. What they've thought about is that they took away their mother, and they've come for them. And after homeschooling about what freedom really means, they're not going to allow that to happen. That's what's going on with those children. Isn't it amazing?
The Bunch of Christians, hold up.
That's what we said about the Bunch of Davidians, isn't it? Isn't it, you stupid jerks? All across this country, everybody listening. You don't want to do anything because you're stupid. You're cowards and you're jerks. The Bunch of Davidians stood up for freedom. There's no reason anybody should ever attack all those people in that church. They had a warrant for David Koresh. David Koresh was willing to meet with them anytime, anywhere. Instead, they killed everybody in that church. And you know what happened when they did that? A nation of people that was founded upon people escaping from the old world, escaping religious persecution, said they deserved what they got. They were a bunch of religious fanatics. Now we hear little baby Marx call in and say, a bunch of Christians, hold up. They're children. I understand that children. They're not Christians. No doubt about it. They have a right to be Christians in this country. Karl Marx be damned. Up Karl Marx's ass, as far as I'm concerned. They have a right to be Christians, they have a right to be patriots, they have a right to believe in this country, they have a right to be homeschooled. But in this new world order, politically correct, crap, bullshit, lie, they're condemned. Good evening, you're on the air. Hello. Coward. You hear that, folks? Coward. Had the guts to dial the number, but not the guts to talk. You know why? Because I was going to ask him what he was going to do. And he's not going. I already know that. Coward. Coward. Cowards all across this country. I'm already timing. In 24 hours, if there's no militia from the state of Idaho helping those children, I'm going myself. If I'm the only one who goes and stands there, I will be there with those children. Y'all, you've been calling for years. When do we draw the line? Where do we now? When tyranny has taken over this country? Well, now you know. And now you know you're a bunch of two-faced, lying, hypocritical cowards. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh.
Yeah.
What happened? I just got home. What happened?
Yeah. You missed the broadcast. I don't have time to tell you. I don't have time to tell you. It took 30 minutes for me to tell you. It took 30 minutes for me to tell you what's going on. And I'm not going to spend the last five trying to compress 30 minutes into what's going on. The whole world heard what I had to say. And the whole world is silent. They're silent, Miss Valley. They're silent across America. They're silent across the world. Because the truth is, this is no longer the land of the free and the home of the brave. This is a nation of cowards. You will not do anything that might jeopardize your special status. And your special status is,
if I'm not on anybody's list, they won't bother me.
That's your special status. Good evening. You're on the air. What is this guy? If you're listening, you know I'm not going to do that. I got 3 minutes left.
And I don't
have 3 minutes to tell you anything. You're going to have to find out from somebody else.
I guess.
I really don't.
I don't have it.
I don't have time. Good evening. You're on the air.
Nope, I really can't do nothing, though, but we...
Why can't you do something?
Because I have my own problems.
Oh, yeah. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, you know, when they came for the Jews, you know, they didn't come for me, and I had my own problems, so I didn't do anything. And then when they came for the gypsies, and, you know, I had my own problems, so I didn't do anything. And my guy, and then they came for the, you know, whoever they were, and I didn't, you know, it wasn't me. And then when they came for me, there was nobody left to stick up for me. And so, you know, they hauled my ass away, and that's, you know, I wish I'd have done something. You know what I'm listening to, folks? I'm listening to the 1930s all over again. This is exactly what happened in Nazi Germany in the 1930s. And you're all telling me the same things that the people in Germany in the 1930s said to themselves to rationalize why they would not stick up for themselves and defend themselves. You're all telling me the same rationalizations that the Jews used to deny reports about being shipped off to slave labor camps so that they could convince each other that, well, they said, you know, just pack a small suitcase. Okay, we'll be back in 3 or 4 days. You know, our leader, Hitler, just wants to get crime and drugs off the streets. And, you know, once he does that, they won't be able to come back to our homes. You make me sick. Your history being repeated, being relived all over again. You gutless cowards, and you're going to be slaves all over again. You're going to go to work camps, and you're going to be exterminated. Because that's the goal of the New World Order. And you don't need me to tell you that. I mean, if you just read the government documents, the goal for... If you just keep your name off the list, don't make anybody mad, don't piss anybody off, you're going to escape. It's not going to happen to you, right? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I expected a lot more from this radio audience. But, you know, all the while, I knew you were a bunch of cowards, and I told you that. I've told you that for years and years and years. Tonight, you've proven me right.
Cowards! Scum! Slaves! You're not worthy of the Founding Fathers.
If you're in Idaho and you can get word to those children, you tell them help's on the way, even if it's just me and Tim. You tell them help's on the way. Don't give up. Don't give up ever. Help is on the way. Even if it's only Tim and me out of this whole nation, we'll be there to help them. I will die in the attempt to get there. If you work for the government, you think you're going to stop us, you better be prepared to sacrifice a whole lot of lives.
This is Cooper on the evening of Thursday, May 31st.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. And that you're looking for an update, you're going to get one. I'm still here, which should tell you something about what's going on in Sandpoint, Idaho. This broadcast opened the eyes of the nation and the world, and things are happening now like they should. Isn't that interesting? Isn't it amazing that it takes something like that to get Americans off their butts and into action? I think it's incredible. And I think it, you know, that kind of thing needs to be examined. Why is it that Americans are so apathetic? And they get brainwashed in the process, thinking it's cool, man. I play this stuff on this show to wake you up to the reality of it all. Thanks to last night's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, nothing is going to happen to hurt those children in Sandpoint, Idaho. Nothing. There are people on the scene. They're armed. They're watching the situation. Sheriff Jarvis has promised, he's given his word, that he will do nothing to harm those children. There are people from other points of the country, militia units, on the way there. There have been hundreds and hundreds and maybe even thousands of phone calls and faxes to the authorities in Sandpoint, Idaho, to Sheriff Jarvis and his Sheriff's Department.